Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for this evening, Angelina Diana. And I certainly hope you're nice and comfy here in, I'd say, most of America, and especially the Northeast. We're kind of gripped with cold weather. So I hope you're bundling up with a nice cup of hot tea like me and getting ready to really explore energy, explore the concept that our loved ones live on, and that we are here for this hour, myself, Angelina Diana, and a guest medium, to connect to your loved ones on the other side. Now, keep in mind, all the mediums that you hear that are connected with the foundation are certified mediums through the foundation, or they've actually taken, and or they've actually taken part in scientific research. And this evening, we're very fortunate to be joined by one such medium who has really, I think, taken a personal meaning of really wanting to not only help those that want to connect to their loved ones, but also help science understand not only how a medium ticks, but how a medium gets evidential information. So it's my pleasure tonight to welcome back to the program Joanne Gerber. Good evening, Joanne.
Good evening, Angelina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, except for a little bit of a cold, but otherwise doing very well, thank you.
That's great. You bring up an interesting question. When mediums have colds or they're sick, does it affect their communication?
Well, personally, I don't like to work when I'm sick. I mean, I've had this going on for about 3 weeks now. And, you know, it sounds worse than it really is because it's just, you know, the congestion, but I'm really doing well. I'm doing much better. But yes, I choose not to work. I actually will reschedule my sessions because, you know, as you know, with mediumship, it takes a lot of energy.
Yes.
And when you're sick, of course, you don't have your energy like you would normally have. And I think it can be rather depleting on your body, especially, in the way it sort of taxes your immune system as well.
Exactly. So you do it more to protect yourself. Versus that you don't think it would necessarily affect your communication.
Well, if I'm not, my energy isn't up because I'm not feeling well, then I'm probably not going to give the best reading that I hope to give. So I'd rather, you know, change an appointment than to give someone a reading that may not be as clear, especially when I find, which is interesting, when I have congestion in my head, it's really hard to hear spirit even clear audibly. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I do feel it does. It's not that it doesn't happen, but I feel it impedes our abilities to work at the very best level that we possibly can. And if we can't offer that, then I'd rather wait until we can.
There you go. That's very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it's not fear for spirit, and it's not fear for the client.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
It wouldn't be fear for spirit if we weren't good vehicles for the communication or for the client who is in need of the healing.
That's very, very interesting, and it's a very good point.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you got off of doing the wonderful conference that was down in Florida. Every year, mm-hmm. the Forever Family Foundation does a conference. We've held one in San Francisco, New York, and now in Connecticut, and now we had one in Fort Myers, Florida. What was that experience like? You want to share some experiences that you had at the actual conference?
I think it was just a wonderful experience. You know, I I raved about last year and said how incredibly wonderful it was, and the people that came, the speakers, you know, everybody that is involved with Forever Family Foundation, all the mediums, all the volunteers, Fran and Bob, et cetera, you know, with everybody coming together, bringing their energy together, made for this unforgettable, just incredible experience. And I thought, wow, I said, you know, can it get any better than this? And then this year, it was truly amazing as well. It was just, I think everything, because of everybody's intention and their energy coming into the conference, it really made for a wonderful experience. You know, and I'm going by how I experienced the conference, my, you know, colleague mediums that were there and the speakers and also the guests, the attendees, only had very good things to say about all the events. So I think it was fabulous.
That's wonderful.
And
do you, in your mind, have a personal moment? If you want to share it, you certainly don't have to, because I know you, Joanne, you're a medium that helps a lot of people. You're also a teacher, but you're a fabulous student of the work. Is there anything that you can share from a medium's point of view that you walked away from that maybe enhances your ability to communicate, or something that Spirit shared with you that weekend that you can let us in on your medium's mind and really
sure.
share with our listeners?
Well, what I find that is interesting, you know, you get different attendees depending upon, you know, the event that you're going to. For instance, if I'm doing a demonstration of spirit communication, most of the people that come to the demonstration are, you know, people that have lost loved ones that really want to connect. I get a lot of families who have lost, you know, or parents who have lost children. They bring the whole family. This was more individuals coming. Of course, you know, we all have our losses. Some had, you know, people that passed, parents, grandparents that were, you know, they're in their, say, middle ages. Some had children that passed. There was a big mix. However, there were a lot of people that came really for the education and the enlightenment and to listen to the guest speakers and also to witness spirit communication, you know, firsthand, which many of them, it was their very first time. And I found that a lot of people who were skeptical coming in were just totally, you know, had totally changed the way they viewed life after death. And these are people that I spoke with, you know, personally after the breakout groups with the demonstrations and the speakers. And they had mentioned that, you know, that they've never actually seen a medium work. They've only seen a medium on TV. And that, you know, they're now convinced that there is life after death, or it's something that they're going to look into further. So I think, you know, anything that we do out there is an opening. It opens people's minds and hearts to, you know, the source of life and, you know, the questions of, you know, where do we go from here? Where, you know, is there an afterlife? And also it helps people who are grieving. So I think, you know, we touch people in many different ways when we do our work as mediums.
Mm-hmm, we certainly do. And if you're listening and you've never attended a conference or even seen a medium work, the neat thing about the foundation, and you've heard it from Joanne, that many walks of life attend conferences, go to events. You know, we have a term in our field, it's called a psychic junkie, people that just go just for the messages. But what's beautiful about the foundation is I think we've really cultivated energy that attracts, like you said, Joanne, people that are curious, people that want to know more. They walk away less skeptical, at least as you say, opening a door so that they go through that door to discover on their own that there's life after death. So if you're one of those people listening and would like more information on the Forever Family Foundation, membership is free. With free membership, you get discounts to events in the future. You get a free newsletter that comes to your home chock full of information. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Again, membership is free. We'd love to have you. And as you so beautifully put, everyone is a volunteer. Everyone put this together with their heart and soul and with their passion, knowing that we really want to help people. So become a member. Again, it's free. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to share with you, hopefully messages from the other side. If you have a question, Joanne is a fabulous resource about mediumship and the other side. We'd love to hear your questions. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You can find a chock full of information located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for this hour. And just to give you a little background on the Forever Family Foundation radio programs, we're on every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what's really cool about the radio show is we don't give you the same radio show every week. No, we don't. We give you chock full information from authors and scientists, mediums, people that are on really the edge of bringing you the most recent information on afterlife communication and survival of consciousness studies. And the first of the month, they have a show called The Gathering, where four members of the foundation bring you interesting topics and things to get involved in. Consider it like an afterlife talk show. It's really fabulous. Really, it's an afterlife discussion group brought to you through the radio program. And then every third Thursday, we bring you this program, Mediums and Messages. And the other two Thursdays, you can look forward to hearing from authors and scientists hosted by Bob and Fran from the foundation. Tonight, we are very excited to have Joanne Gerber, who is a fabulous, very gifted medium, gifted teacher in her field, and also a scientific research medium. So we're really happy to have you here this evening, Joanne. Welcome again.
Thank you, Angelina. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, we really appreciate your abilities and your donation of time. It's really invaluable, so thank you so much. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to welcome our first caller on the line. I believe it's pronounced Nishan. I could be wrong, but Nishan is from Kentucky. Welcome to the program, Nishan. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Nishan?
It's Nishan.
Nishan, thank you so much. Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah,
would you like to ask Joanne a question, or would you like us to try to make a connection for you this evening?
I think I'll ask a question.
Okay. Wonderful. Ask away.
Good evening, Nishan. Okay. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Thank you so much.
Sure. You're very welcome.
Well, my question is, currently I'm opening a practice, and I'm kind of curious if within the work that I'm doing there's something else I should be pursuing or focusing on, just kind of, but I'm pretty open and really anything to do with business, and which in my business is also kind of a life following.
Okay,
so you're asking a question in the realm of a psychic question about your future and the energy that Joanne might be feeling about your path.
Sure, if that's okay, and I'm absolutely open to changing that too.
Okay.
That's okay, Angelina, right? We can be doing some psychic.
Sure,
stuff.
Sure.
Okay?
We can demonstrate psychic work as well, too.
You know, it's interesting. I feel that, well, first I want to say, Nishan, that you're right where you should be. I think that it took some time to get where you are now, but you're following this path, which I feel is going to go in different directions. I feel two different directions, and I do feel that this will come within, I want to say within about a year, I feel that you're going to veer off in one direction where you're really going to find what you need to really focus on. And there's something with, like, helping people. You're very good with people. You may feel a little bit shy around talking to large groups of people, but I feel as you progress along your path that this is something that you're going to be becoming more comfortable with. Because I do feel that whatever research or studying, because I do see a lot of writing and books around you, that you're bringing it to the public. It's like you're bringing information to help people. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. There's also something with, like, teaching a group or teaching a small group of people or training a small group of people. You understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see that coming for you. I want to say, just instead of worrying about or focusing on what might be the outcome of everything that you've worked so hard for, is to just stay in the now and stay focused on the process, because it will come. You know exactly yourself. You know where you want to go, but you do have some fears about that. And as you are working through this by doing your work, by your energy being put into it and your dedication, I do feel that things are going to unfold for you very nicely. I also feel you're going to be moving. You're moving to an office outside of your house, or a place where I feel that you're sharing the office with other people. It's a building, and it's a very busy building. I do feel like I'm going into the city. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel there's something with that. And don't be afraid to take on the opportunities that come. Instead of saying no right away, think about it before you say no, okay? Because it just may be more to it that you need to see before you turn something down. And that might also be another door that opens another door, okay? So I want to wish you all the very best, and keep going. Keep going with what you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right,
have a nice
welcome.
Evening, Nishan. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay. Why don't we welcome Chris to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Chris is from North Carolina. Good evening, Chris. Hello, Chris. Are you there? One more time for Chris from North Carolina. Are you there, Chris? Okay, I guess we lost Chris, but that's okay. Joanne, maybe you could explain a little bit for those that might not be familiar with the difference between a psychic and a medium, if you could explain that to our audience.
my interpretation of the difference between a psychic and medium is this, Angelina, is that both a psychic and a medium do connect with the spirit, which we have here in the physical, within ourselves. The spirit also pertains to those who have passed on, who are no longer the spirit, who is no longer in a physical body. So the communication is connecting to the spirit. However, the difference between the psychic and the mediumship is that in mediumship, it's connecting to a loved one who's passed, and with psychic, it's connecting to someone that's here in the physical. Mm-hmm. And I find that, you know, a lot of people will contact me and ask me, you know, that they need to know about their future, so they're asking their grandmother to come through from spirit to tell them, you know, about their upcoming relationship or job issues. And, you know, people think that they need to connect with loved ones to, you know, to get some information about their past or their spiritual growth. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that when that spirit says, you know, that spirits do not predict the future. They do not predict lottery numbers. They don't basically do predictions. They do validations.
Right.
Whereas when we're doing a psychic reading, we're predicting and hopefully validating at the same time, too, because I find that psychic can be just as validating as mediumship when things do unfold, you know, for people. But I think it's the communication with spirit is more concrete as far as evidentially concrete than with psychic, because psychic can always change depending upon that person's energy.
That's right, because they have free will, basically, to make their life happen or shape it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, I believe I just heard from the producer that we have Chris now.
Okay.
Calling for us.
Welcome
from North Carolina.
Hello.
I believe. Hello, Chris, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Wonderful.
Yay.
Were you listening and heard us call for you and you're like, I'm here,
yes.
I'm here. Sorry about that,
like,
Chris. It happens sometimes.
Welcome
to the program. We're grateful that you're here. Do you have a question about maybe how a medium works or how the other side works, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection if possible.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Chris. Like I said, welcome back. We're glad you're here.
Thanks.
And we can hear you. Because that does help. It also helps with, you know, your loved ones know that you're here on the line with us. Chris, as I am linking in with the energy of spirit around you, I connect with a woman who comes through. And it's interesting because as I feel her energy, I feel this woman to be a very strong woman. I feel she comes through on mother's side of the family. I feel like it's a mother's vibration. You understand mom has passed?
No, not my mother, but my mom's mom has.
Grandmother vibration. And she was very much around you when you were growing up. I felt very close connection with the family. Very strong woman. I feel somebody who was very, very strong-minded. Really had her mind set. I mean, it was, I want to say that, you know, sometimes she could be open to things, but generally I felt, you know, she had her ways. She was a very determined woman. I felt like, you know, it's like you can't argue with her. If her mind's made up, you're not going to argue with her because she's very strong-willed. You understand?
Yeah.
She also, to me, feels, as I sense her energy, I feel like physically strong. Like as if she was strong till the very end of her life. Somebody who wanted to be independent, didn't want to rely on other people. I feel that she had a really hard time either with her back or her hip before she passed, because I'm feeling that I feel like I can't get out of bed or I can't get comfortable or moving from side to side. This might have been right around the time before she passed. Do you understand?
I think so.
Did she actually have a fall?
Yes.
Did she have a fall? Because I felt, I'm getting the sense like I'm falling with her as I connect with her energy. And you may remember this time where she had a fall, and I felt like it set her back. But she's saying that she's okay now. Would you understand the M connection? I want to say M name. I'm getting the capital M either with first or last name.
Not with her.
Okay, someone that she's connected to in the family, would you understand that?
Yeah.
And it's a female?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like they're showing me the capital M, and I feel like I need to make a connection with a female M, that someone that would be close to her, that that she's trying to acknowledge or reach out to. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not feeling it's necessarily like Mary. I feel like it could be a longer name. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
I almost feel like I'm getting an MN sounding name. I don't know if it's Marilyn or... Would you understand that?
Not Marilyn. Mary actually would fit, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And this would be like very close to her, like a daughter connection or a sister connection. Someone that would be here that she needs to connect to. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Also, grandmother was kind of religious, I want to say, too.
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Because she shows me a cross. So I felt that either somebody has something that was a religious, like a cross that belonged to her, or there was something that, you know, I feel like I want to cross myself with her as if, you know, there's... some sort of religious connection.
Okay.
She also is telling me she had problems with her eyes, that I don't know whether she was losing her eyesight towards the end of her life or she had to have eye surgery, but there was definitely some problems with her eyes. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did she used to smoke?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Okay. Someone, I don't know what this connection is, but... I am smelling cigarette smoke, and when I get that, it's usually from somebody in spirit. But who smokes here?
Nobody, actually. It's kind of funny.
Really? Somebody have a lung condition?
My dad's parents actually both did, I think. His dad did. And I know his wife was Mary, so I'm not sure if they're kind of... You know, going back and forth like that.
Okay, all right. Let me just talk to her for 1 second here. Interesting. Okay. Okay. And does somebody actually have a connection? I want to say I'm going by the water, or I am walking on the beach. Would you understand the beach connection with her, or living close to the beach?
Not with her, but in our family, yeah.
Okay, there's some memories, I want to say, they're showing me pictures of the beach, and there's memories of that. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. You know, she was somebody who was very handy with her hands when she was here, because I feel like I used to make things with my hands. She said, you used to too, but you haven't done that lately. You're still trying to get organized. Would you understand?
Yeah.
There's things like, I don't know whether you just moved or you're just kind of procrastinating with things, but she's like, you know, if you don't do it now, you're never going to get to it. You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. So those projects that you're thinking about doing, this either over the holidays or coming up in January, really try to get them done, because you're going to start getting busier. There's something with work. There's something that comes in with either more work for you or an expansion of a business, where I feel like your energy is going to be required there. You understand?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And somebody used to collect fans. Like
fans?
The paper fans, not like electric fans, but, you know, the paper fans. Like, I feel like your grandmother is showing me a fan. She's waving like she's fanning herself. So somebody has a fan. Somebody has a paper fan or used to collect paper fans. Or you or your mom have one that belongs to grandmother.
I'll have to ask my mom about that, yeah.
All right, ask her about that. Okay, because it's one of those fold-up kind of paper kind of...
Right.
Or material fans, you know, that fold up.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. And is it Carol connection to you, or Carolyn? Or Karen?
I know, people with that name, yeah.
Oh, okay, but this is connected with somebody passed on. Would you understand? Carol? Karen? Carolyn?
Not off the top of my head, but
ask your mom if she would understand that, because this would definitely be connected with, like, grandmother or someone that would be able to understand who this is, okay?
Okay.
All right. And keep unpacking the boxes, so there's something you're looking for. That's what she's showing me. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. There's also, I just want to say, there's also a child path, too, with her. Somebody lost a boy, a very young boy.
With her?
Yes. She has the boy. She's telling me she's with the boy. This boy was a baby or very young when it passed.
Okay. I'm not sure the whole history with her,
okay.
with that. But
all right.
I
check
could
to
ask
see.
About that.
You could check on that, okay, and just to see, check with Mom on that, okay?
Chris, Joanne, do you mind if I say something for a moment?
Yes. Go ahead, Angela.
Chris, do you have a father figure that's passed?
A father figure?
Yes.
No.
Okay, I have a male figure
grandfather,
here.
Grandfather, but not...
Well, no, he's coming through younger than that, so I would go with uncle or, like, father figure, because when Joanne was talking about... I know she saw the young boy as an infant or younger, but she also scooted through a younger male that feels like it would be younger than your grandmother but older than you. And I feel like I have
to
go on that side of the family. Excuse me?
My brother.
Okay. Now, he must be a daddy.
Yes.
He has children. Okay, because that's how I'm getting him. Where's a name like Richard, Robert, or the RR connection to your brother?
Richard, Robert. That I'm
RRR. Sorry?
That I'm not sure.
It feels connected to his family. Now, you come from a family of six? Talks about the four children.
No.
I need you to write down family of six connected to him, because that's what he's making me hear connected. He also makes me feel like, from his energy, you stand strong as a woman. That was his message that I heard him say. He's grateful for your strength. He's grateful for how you stood strong for him. That seems to be the message he wants to give you. He says you're really good with paperwork or figuring out paperwork. Do you understand this?
I think so, yeah.
But he's saying thank you for that. So I don't know how that's connected to him. He's saying R again. So I need you to look into the Richard RRRRR, and he says family of six. He's not moving away from that. So I have to honor the four children and set of parents connected to him, because he's almost insistent. And what he tells me, too, because he's hanging out with your grandmother, he tells me that you are strong like her. You are strong like her. That's his message to you about your strength and how you direct the family and how you take care of the family. Your brother gives me this feeling that he also had some impact to his chest or issue with his chest. Do you understand this?
Don't
tell me. I want him to tell me. He tells me that your family is very quiet. You're people of action versus words. Is that correct?
Very much so.
Okay, so he validates his energy in that, but he looks to you as strength, even though he's acts older or has an older energy to him.
Right.
He looks to you for strength. So you understand this, yes?
Yes, I do.
Now, he talks about passing around the holiday as well. Do you understand that?
Not specifically.
He talks about springtime. And he talks about the holiday. Yes. Does that make more sense to you?
Springtime, yes.
Okay. So there's something about a holiday, because when you said no, he went springtime. Now, I could tell you, when your brother wanted to make a point, he spoke up pretty loudly, right?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, that's what he just said. He went, springtime. I'm like, okay. So I want to honor the fact that there was some holiday or big deal going on around the spring for his family. So every time, unfortunately, it's one of those occasions where when the anniversary of his passing comes, there was a celebration, and it's very hard for that person. It's very hard for that person. He still talks about the family six. Was your brother a dog lover?
Yes.
He says that's part of the family six. Now do the math.
Oh.
You understand that now?
Yes.
Excuse me? Okay, so he's telling me more information as we're talking. Now, granted, and I'm sure Joanne will agree with me, when people in life want to validate themselves, if your brother came through talking like a mile a minute, you'd go, that's not my brother, right?
Right.
Okay, so he's giving us signals, and he's showing us in his own way, I had a family of six. They include my dogs. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I heard. So I want to honor the fact that in the short time we're together, you need to know that your brother's okay. He does validate the chest issue. He also validates that he was very quiet about his health and not really much of a speaker about it. And that when he passed in his own time. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. He was in an accident, so I'm not...
Okay. But, okay. Then I'm getting something else connected to him that he wants to say. He passed in his own time. To me, that's an indication that he passed gently. And if you're in an accident, from our viewpoint, that doesn't look very gentle.
Right.
He passed in his own time. And I have to also honor the impact to the chest that he was saying. He says even prior to his accident, he wasn't one to go to doctors or even be very vocal about his health. Could you validate that for me, please?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's talking about basically who he is as a person and how he basically communicated things. He did a lot for his family. He did a lot for his siblings. He makes me feel like that's how he wants you to remember him. Quiet strength. Mm-hmm. That's how I get your brother. Please know that because of your grandmother, I think he had to kind of usher him through. And I hope in the time that we're together that this helped you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. Appreciate it.
Can I just say one more thing?
Oh, sure. Please. Of course.
Is she still there?
Are you still there? Oh,
okay.
Thank goodness.
Yes, I don't know. I just want to say, because when Angeline was talking, I kept feeling like I want to hang a flag outside. And I felt like either, I don't know if your brother was very patriotic or had any connection with the service or somebody.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
He was Air Force.
He was Air Force.
He was
okay.
Air Force.
Okay, thank you, because he just wanted to leave with that validation, like with the flag, about, I don't know whether you have his flag or, you know, or you hang a flag out or something, but flag is really important to him, and I felt like either somebody's hanging over a balcony or hanging outside the front of their house, and I just wanted to give you that he's like, he's saluting to it.
Yes, oh, that's great. That's
okay, so I just want to leave you with that and with his love, too, and with many blessings, and know that he's okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you so much
for
calling. Have a good evening.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You take care, you too. Let's take, I believe, Kathy from New Jersey is waiting to hear from us and their loved ones on Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
How are you this evening, Kathy?
Can you hear me?
Hi, Kathy. I can hear you.
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Doing well.
Great.
How can we help you tonight? Did you want to ask a question about the other side, or did you want a connection?
I'd like a connection.
Okay. Okay, Kathy, let me just tune into the energy of spirit and see who is here to connect with you. Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're
welcome. I hope you're staying warm where you are.
Yes, I'm very warm.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
We have a little bit
of dusting on the ground of snow here.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Can you send some our way to Massachusetts so we have some snow for Christmas?
No.
Sure.
No. I don't like the snow.
Okay. You know, I got a few people coming in here. It's like kind of like they're vying for my attention, Kathy. So I'm going to first connect here. Boy, they're both kind of going back and forth. I feel a connection with a male energy coming through that's passed on. I don't feel he was that old when he passed. I want to say handsome. I want to say nice looking.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say this gentleman knew he was nice looking. and I want to say there's something about his hair. I have a full head of hair when I'm passing. Or I'm very fussy that I keep a comb in my pocket and I need to comb my hair. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to say a bit of a wave, but short hair, not long hair. A bit of a wave, or try to comb it down so it wouldn't be so wavy. It's almost as if I need to get it cut a lot because I got to cut the waves off so I can control my hair. And I don't know whether you understand this as being an issue with this person. Sometimes they come through with very validating, identifiable issues that they have when they were here, kind of to bring humor to you as well, to let you know they're there. I feel darker hair with this person. I feel someone who might have had not exactly, you know, either they like the sun or their skin might have been olive color. I feel a little bit darker. You understand?
No, but keep going.
No, but keep going. Okay. This person must, I want to say then, because I need to validate that I'm connecting with, that this, you know, that you understand this connection. So I do want to go back to the skin. This person either liked the beach or liked to lay out in the sun or worked outdoors at one time where they would have gotten either suntanned or some color. Okay? Would that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The only thing is, for the young men that have passed in my life, it doesn't really fit the description. Would it be Chinese?
Well,
because you're talking about the dark skin.
I want to say dark.
A little bit of
dark. I want to say dark hair. This person liked to be out in the sun, or worked outside, or liked to go to the beach.
Because some men in my family worked outdoors, but the age doesn't fit.
Okay, I didn't give you an age yet because I'm not quite sure of his age.
I thought you said a young person.
I didn't. Well, I mean, young person can be very general. I said not a very old person. It's not someone that's older. I want to say this person might have been maybe in their late 20s to early
30s. And
yeah,
it could also be too.
It
could also be that more than one person is coming through too.
Yeah, I have a few people here. That's why I need to work this out. So I want.
And that's what she said.
To,
she said in the beginning that she has more than one person. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm just gonna work with this. But I want to say that sometimes somebody can be younger than, you know, if I'm feeling him late 20s, he might have been early 20s, might have been 18. You know, age is like you would see somebody here on the physical. So just keep that in mind, you know, that it's not an exact, precise description as far as the exact age. It's how I see this person from the other side. It's my interpretation of it. But I want to say I like to laugh with this person. This person would tell jokes, would make me laugh, would like to do silly things, but he was also very intelligent. And I felt, as he's showing me the end of his life, he went very quickly. Like it was unexpected, or I got a call and someone told me he passed. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you understand about this person, the information I'm giving you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, was this person actually still in school or didn't get to complete school when they passed because there's something with school or education around them?
No, but the person that I'm thinking of was a friend of my husband's from college.
Okay. So there's a school connection.
He passed early.
Okay.
He had the dark skin. Sometimes they would go to the beach together.
Okay.
And
you would know him, yes?
Suddenly and unexpectedly. Yes,
okay.
But I did know him through my husband.
Okay. And your husband got a call that he passed away. Like it was like someone called.
Right, yes.
Yeah, okay, because I feel like I'm getting a call that, like, I can't believe this happened. You know, how'd this happen? I felt that there was, however, I want to say about the passing that somebody else was involved or someone else was with him when he passed.
Yes, yes. He was on his way to the U.S. Open, and he had a heart attack.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
And so he was with a friend.
Yes. Because he says he wasn't alone. That's what he's trying to say. I wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't alone.
Right.
And I feel like, I don't know if your husband knows, you know, the person that was with him or maybe somebody listening to the program, but I feel like he needs to say thank you. He never got to thank this person for being there for him. And I feel this was the type of guy who was pretty upbeat. I feel like I'm listening to music. I'm having a good time. He kept himself in pretty good health. It was very unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Very unexpected. I don't know if you would understand this, but I'm hearing, like, I want to say, like, Nike or Nikki or Mikey. Like, I'm not sure what I'm hearing, like, sort of like a nickname or that sound of a name. Would you understand that?
No.
All right. Ask your husband. Just kind of write that down, okay?
Sure.
This may be connected with the person I was with. There's somebody, I feel like I want to say Nike or Mikey or Nikki or like an NK or MK name, okay?
Oh, yes, he had a friend, M.K.
M.K.?
I'm sorry, M.L.
No.
So that's okay. Close to M.K.
No, it's not.
No?
No, but they're, just check on M.K. or N.K., okay? Like Nike or Mikey or Mickey or Nikki or something like that. Is it like an N-I-K or M-I-K? All right, so just put that off to the side, and maybe, you know, it might be a name that I'm not familiar with. That's what I'm hearing as it's, you know, how I'm hearing it pronounced. And I want to say, boy, this guy, he really knew how to make money. He was very ambitious. I feel like either I owned a business or I'm doing well in my life. With business. I'm doing well in my life with business. And would you also understand the connection to the West Coast?
No.
With him or relatives with this gentleman? Because he talks about California, and I feel like either there was memories of a trip there or there's relatives there that he needs to connect to.
Okay.
So you might have to check some of this with your husband, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, Kathy, we are the bearers of the messages that come through. Sometimes, you know, we may, you know, you're calling in tonight to connect with a loved one connected to you, and sometimes someone else can come through because it's important that they give, you know, the message to your husband where you're kind of like the message bearer that, you know, not everybody's open to this, and hopefully your husband is, and that you can let him know that his friend has come through. Did someone play basketball in college?
Yes,
Okay, I want to talk about the basketball player, either with him or your husband, or they were on the same team, or something with being a basketball player.
Yeah, one of the group of the guys was a basketball player, and so they'd have, like, just little games.
Okay,
you
and
know,
he was
like
good at
startup
it.
Games.
I felt like he was really good at it because there's some memories about basketball games, either going to the games or playing in the games, but I am seeing a basketball game. So I do feel there's memories of that I feel like he wants to kind of rekindle with your husband to let him know that not only whether your husband actually is getting tickets for a game or there's something with tickets, so just be aware because he's talking about being with him at the game. Is there someone they would call? I just want to say, I know we're getting close on time here, but I do want to say, like, Lonnie or Lenny?
Don't know that. I'm sorry.
L-N name. L-N name. Okay. Just ask your husband if he would understand, like, Lonnie, Lenny, Laney, somebody, I feel male energy that this gentleman was connected to that may also be someone that your husband knows, too, that might have been going back, you know, to college years or, you know, with school. Interesting. Do you, he's being really funny. He liked to pull practical jokes, but have you been having, like, Christmas tree ornaments falling off the tree?
No, we don't have a tree.
Okay, there's something with a rolling ball here. I feel like I've got a round ball or, do you have a cat?
Yes,
Okay. I don't know, there's something with the ball. Is there a ball on the floor or something here where it's like, how did this get in here or where did this come from? Just be aware I've mentioned that. I feel like he's been around your house. And he's telling me something about your husband's computer. So I don't know whether your husband just installed a new hard drive or a new monitor or did something with the hardware. You understand that?
I'm the only one with the computer here.
Okay.
So this would have to be at work or something.
Okay. All right. With your husband?
I'm guessing. I mean, if you're talking about my husband's computer, he doesn't have a computer here. I'm the only one.
Okay. So there might be with. Did you just add something onto your computer?
Like virus software.
Oh. All right. Okay, there's something with the hardware. I don't feel it's software or there's something, I don't know. He shows me the screen. He shows me the hard drive.
Okay.
So I don't know whether
I'll look at it.
All right, okay. So I don't want to keep going on, but I do want to say that this is a message definitely for your husband from him. Would you let him know that he's okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thanks for calling in tonight, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate that. I think we have time to squeeze in one more. Let's see if we can get Cheryl from New Jersey on the line to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Good evening, Cheryl.
Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have a question?
I'm looking to make a connection.
Okay. Sure.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
We have about 5 minutes, but we have maybe about 3.5 minutes to do this meeting.
All right, I'll try to go as quick as I can.
There we go.
Very quick, very quick. It's hard to go quick and make the validations. Okay. All right. I feel a woman coming through around you, Kath. I'm sorry. What was your name
again?
Cheryl. We just had Kathy from New Jersey, now we have Cheryl. I feel a woman coming through who feels very much like a mother's vibration. I feel that this woman shows me that she was very ill before she passed.
Yes.
Somebody had, was there sugar diabetes or something with the blood with her?
Cancer, yeah.
Cancer? Okay. And this is mother, and I'm really sorry about your mom, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And she wasn't that old when she passed. Was she just like in her 60s when she passed?
She was 51.
51, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't feel that old about her. But, you know, I feel like this is someone who was a very strong woman and very loving, too. I felt like, you know, that you two were like best friends. And she says, thank you for taking care of her. So I don't know whether you're the youngest daughter or the only girl, but you were very special to her. The only child, yeah. Because I feel you were very special to her, and I feel like, you know, she might have been really, you know, not well before she passed, not able to communicate, she tells me. But she knows that you were there with her. I do feel that you were, I don't know whether you were there right before she passed or when she passed, but she's definitely acknowledging this. You understand?
I gave her a hard time.
Oh. Okay, and she knows that, and she's aware of that, you know. She's aware that you're with her, and she's glad, I feel, that she was happy that you were there, that she says of all the people in the world, she wanted you to be there the most. And I feel like this is something not just at the end of her life, but this is her thoughts, her sentiments all the time. Even when you were near her, she thought of you. You know, it's like she wanted to be around you. You two had a very strong connection, a lot of love, and you're wearing her ring, or you just put her ring on or something, because she shows me a ring.
Yeah, I had lost her engagement ring that I had after she died, and I have been lamenting ever since then.
Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, did it actually fall off your hand?
No, it's kind of a long story.
All right, okay, but there's something where I feel like bringing the ring up and like, you know, it's something that might have been an issue with you, but don't worry about it now. It's okay. You know, those materialistic things are not important to loved ones. So I'm going to give you, you know, a big hug from her and a lot of love. And keep thinking about her. And she's talking about an upcoming birthday or just passed in November.
It's coming in January.
Okay,
yeah.
January. Okay, all right. There's something also I feel November connection. This may be somebody else coming through. But I do want to acknowledge that and with a lot of love.
Yeah, father.
Oh, your father? Okay. And with a lot of love. And know that, you know, she can connect with you through your thoughts and your love, that love is an energy that never dies, Cheryl.
Okay.
So I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Cheryl, so much. I hope this helped you.
It did. It did very much. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And thank you for the work that you do. It's most important.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for supporting Forever Family Foundation.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have a good night.
Well,
okay, well, unfortunately, that hour went by really fast.
I feel like
I just said hello to you.
I know, and I just want to ready to go again.
I know. Well, thank you so much for joining us this hour. Joanne, can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. You can get a hold of me at my website, which is www.joannegerber.com. That's JoanneGerber.com. Hope to hear from you or find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Joanne Garber.
There you go. And you can check out all of our mediums, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We have them pretty much all over the country, and we'd like to be a service to you to help you discover that, guess what? Your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. I'm Angelina Diana. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember, next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, love to hear from you. And for the rest of the year, have a great great holiday season. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye.